USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country. Amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics, blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
Quarterback Tom Brady's retirement lasted a whole 2 months. The seven-time Super Bowl champion just announced he will be returning to the Buccaneers for his 23rd season next year. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
William Hurt, an Oscar-winning actor with a long tenure since 1980, has died. His son Will made the announcement saying, on March 13, 2022, 1 week before his 72nd birthday, his father had died.
Do you really think that eating this avocado will make you spoiled and weak? Enjoy what life offers you.
Most reports are saying William Hurt died of natural causes. Mainland China is facing its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the height of the pandemic in 2020, forcing another lockdown. Shenzhen, the biggest city in the manufacturing hub, told all businesses not involved with essential public services to suspend production or have employees work from home starting today. The city, sometimes called China's Silicon Valley, has shut down public transportation and began a third citywide round of testing. Many people around the world watched a safe flyby of Earth by a bus-sized asteroid on Sunday. The Virtual Telescope Project live-streamed asteroid 2022 ES-3, which passed by our planet just slightly within the orbit of the Moon. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Former President Trump held a rally in Florence, South Carolina over the weekend. He's quite critical on how America has failed under the Biden administration.
Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it. Meanwhile, you have warmongers like this crazy Liz Cheney. She's a nut job. And Adam Kinzinger, you ever see him? He gets on television, he cries all the time. He starts crying, I don't know. Governor, is that an actor? Is he serious? He's crying all the time. We call him crying, Adam Kinzinger. And the other neocons who have never found a war that they did not want. And by the way, we got everything we wanted. We didn't have to go to war. They don't mind our soldiers and other people and other soldiers from other countries dying. They don't think about that. In the name of democracy, they destroyed Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. I brought our soldiers back home, leaving a trail of devastation and suffering. Rarely has the world seen anything like it.
American journalist Brent Renaud was shot and killed by Russian forces in the town of Irpin in Ukraine's Kyiv region, and another journalist was wounded this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.